Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's football at four with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Here's the news out of Dove Valley from today. Vance, give us the injury update.
We had five guys DMP today. Mark 15 with a thigh, DMP. Jared Vadier with a bone bruise. He was DMP. Adam Gonsis with a sore knee, very mild, DMP. Todd Davis with a shoulder, DMP. Adam Jones had a family issue. He was DMP. We had three guys limited. Von Miller with a thigh, Billy Turner with a sore knee, and Jeff Hireman with a sore knee limited.
You get nervous when you hear Pac-Man Jones has a family issue, but I'll
well, let's hope everything's okay.
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course. The more interesting one is Marquette King. And VJ was asked if that's been an issue.
I'm not sure because it happened on game day. I think after the last punt, he felt something. So I would say no, it has not.
Alfred, why did you laugh?
The last punt could have helped, you know, cost us the game.
Yeah, I'm reminded of that scene in Caddyshack when Rodney Dangerfield, who stinks at golf, is playing, and the ball ricochets off a tree and hits him in the arm, and he starts waving his arm around like, "Oh, my arm, ow, ow." Who can play for me, Danny? Yeah, you hit a 35-yard punt, and you kind of look around, and you're like, my thigh.
It's broken. Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Really, Marquette King? Really? Really? Enough, Al. If this is how he wants to go out, fine.
The guy doesn't want to be here.
Well, we better see something on that. We better see something on that MRI, right?
I mean, there was nothing on the MRI.
Hey, he went for an MRI today. I don't know what yesterday was.
Oh, wait, yesterday he went to. The tests were negative about some kind of tear or structure.
Something. According to Mike List, 3 hours ago. Thank you, Mike. Marquette King is getting MRI in groin area. Of course, VJ said thigh.
Oh, okay.
VJ
said, I think he checked the knee. I think they checked the knee or something right after the game.
Yeah.
Now they're checking the groin area. That's a different area.
Yeah.
So, whatever it is.
Mike List, sounded like precautionary MRI.
You're a pro athlete. I'm going to support him there because as a pro athlete, you have to take care of those things.
That's Mike raising an eyebrow with that tweet. Sounded like a precautionary MRI, but there is some discomfort. Colby Wadman is on alert. Just make the change. Just be done with it. And we can move on. Be fine. The New York Jets. Al, I took a kind of a deep look into them today. I don't know if you've had a chance to study the Jets yet, but I can give you my overview thoughts.
Before we move on.
Okay.
Adam Gotch has had a sore knee.
Okay.
Something happened in that game. I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. I was so emotional about the loss. Adam Gotch has got a face mask in that game. You remember that face mask?
I do not know.
Man, it was one of the most vicious face masks I think I've ever seen in my life, and he bent the runner backwards. I put it in my notes.
When he bowled the guy over the pile?
Yes.
I do remember that.
I was like, oh my goodness, man.
It amazes me guys don't snap in two.
It felt like to me that could have been one of the most devastating injuries we've seen on the field in a long time. We have to be better. We have to be better in those things. That's 2 weeks in a row where our defensive line has committed personal fouls in that area. Can those things be avoided? Yes. Don't reach for the helmet. Don't reach for that area. And if you do, let it go. But anyway, I saw the play and I was like, wow, that was as dangerous as I've ever seen a runner being tackled in my lifetime. To grab a guy by his face mask and yank him down from behind, that was nasty.
Agreed.
Okay, now we can move on.
The Jets. Looking at the Jets, here's what I see. I see a lot of potential talent in Sam Darnold, but I'll go with you on this, Al. If he doesn't get the right coaching, it's going to be tough for him. And I was wondering, like, who are the coaches here? Because I'm seeing such a bland offense.
It's not dynamic like you just saw.
Yeah, it reminded me of something, and then I realized there's huge Bronco connections over there. Who's the offensive coordinator? Do you know who the offensive coordinator is off the top of your head?
I thought it was one of the guys that used to work here.
Is it
Rick Dennison?
No.
Jeremy Bates.
Rick Dennison is there, though.
It's Jeremy Bates.
Okay. Dennison is the offensive line coach / running game coordinator. And I was like, oh, okay. This why this makes sense. It's an offense from like 20 years ago.
And I don't know if you've seen any of the Jets game, but the specials talk about what Jeremy Bates has done in his life. Have you seen what Jeremy Bates did?
What specifically are you talking about?
He quit coaching for like a year and a half after he got fired.
Took off
and I guess climbed like all these mountains for a year and a half backpacking.
They needed to be climbed.
The mountains needed to be climbed.
He needed to get his head straight, obviously. That's why you do that sort of stuff.
Went away for a year and a half and came back this year, and they said he felt refreshed and energized, ready to go. But he did not. You know what he should have did? You know what he should have did? Jeremy Bates should have did last year.
He can do whatever he wants, but it depends what he wants to do.
But what he should have did.
What he should have did.
What, you know, like, if there is a coach that is at the NFL level and he gets fired, immediately go to college.
Yeah, well, he wanted to climb some mountains, I guess.
Oh, well, no, I'm just saying, but if you want to be a great NFL coordinator, go to college now. Because those quarterbacks that we're elevating to the NFL, if you don't put those systems in that they ran in college, you're going to retard their growth.
The Jets have one of the most uninspiring, uncreative offenses that I've ever seen.
It is so old school. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, here's a stretch. Here's a boot off the stretch. Right. Oh, here's a deep crosser. Here's a shallow crosser. Oh, okay, here's a comeback. And, oh, okay, this is, okay, we're playing a traditional team.
Oh, yeah.
We should smoke them.
And I feel a little bad for Sam Darnold.
I know Vegas has the Jets favored by one. But then I start digging into the numbers about the Jets. No, that's the truth. Maybe they're trying to inspire bets. But I started digging into the Jets as a football team. And the numbers are pretty good as a running team.
Well, I tell
you
what.
As you would imagine, they have some pretty talented runners. We'll talk about them in a second.
Yeah, let's get into the numbers and who the Jets are. We'll do that next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
As a guy, oh my God, he was a great person. You know, very intelligent. He was one of the guys on the team. That's what he wasn't alone. He wasn't a elitist. I mean, he was a good person. His teammates loved him. And if you spend 5 minutes with the guy, I mean, he was my kind of guy.
That's BJ talking about Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold's going to be a very good quarterback. But we said it when we met him at the Super Bowl, like, whoa, this is a young dude. I mean, he just looked like a young dude. He is a young dude. He's going to need a couple years. You know, Mayfield's got him by, what, 3 years or something like that? It's just sort of a different deal. I mean, let's see Sam Darnold in, you know, 2-3 years. But, you know, hey, you don't feel sorry for guys like that. They're there. They don't have a very good offense. They don't have creative play calling. They don't have a lot of great weapons, especially in the receiving crew. They're okay. They're not great. And the numbers sort of support that, Al. They are 29th net yards per play. They are 31st points per game at 21st points in league, points per game at 22.3. They are net passing yards 27th in the league. They are sacks allowed 19th. They're okay. They're 31st in the league in red zone percentage and 24th in third down percentage. They are a very, very, very mediocre offense. However, they are plus two in turnover margin, so it helps keep them in games because they're not turning the ball over all that much. And they're getting some takeaways as well, where the Broncos are getting like no takeaways.
And you would think that a young guy like Sam Darnold would be more in the same vein as a guy like Patrick Mahomes with his legs. He can run and can create offense, and of course he can, but
he can.
He hasn't.
No, and you know, he's a little younger than Mahomes. He's not quite. Now, there's not many guys as athletic as Patrick Mahomes.
Did you see that he threw a ball in warm-ups like 72 yards, just flat-footed, basically?
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. Sam Darnold's a talented dude. They'll be better in time, but not on Sunday. Their defense is okay. You know, it's not incredible. It's okay. They've generated a lot of takeaways, though, Al. They're tied for third with 10 takeaways. So they do make things happen. And if the Broncos get in some sort of, you know, stupidly close game with these guys, who they're definitely better than, and it continues in this giveaway takeaway nightmare for the Broncos that has continued from last year apparently to this year, Broncos are minus three in giveaway takeaway. They are tied for 26th in the league. They were 31st in the league at minus 17 last year. This is a number, Alfred. If they're going to do something, they've got to turn around. Well, got to turn around.
Well, let's finish talking about the personnel for the Jets. Okay, let's start with the quarterback, Sam Darnold. He's got 868 yards tossing the ball around this year, 201 yards per game. He's got four touchdowns, five interceptions. He's been sacked 10 times. Okay, it sounds like a rookie stat line, but it's not that much different from Case Keenum's. You know, to tell you the truth, it's not, you know, it's not like Case Keenum has ripped it up as far as throwing the ball. He's averaging 245 yards. Excuse me, let me see. Case Keenum, where is the number? You get over here. 988 yards so far this season, three touchdowns, six interceptions. The quarterback rating, believe it or not, Sam Darnold has a higher quarterback rating than Case Keenum. So just imagine with the great offensive play calling, who knows where Sam Darnold will be. He's handing the football off to two guys that are going to give me nightmares because these guys aren't avoid guys. These guys are plowers. They put their head in the middle of the defensive linemen, the linebackers, and they drive for those yards. In particular, Bilal Powell is one of the strongest guys running the football that we've seen. After last weekend, seeing Kareem Hunt just basically say, there's no yards here, I'm just going to carry you for three or four, maybe five, that sets up good situations for the Jets on third down if we can't fix that. The problem here is a rugged runner versus our tackling that we've shown in the last game is a huge problem. And don't forget how talented Isaiah Crowell is with the football in his hand. Their strength of this team, without a doubt, is their running backs. And so much so that when you look at the receiving on the team, Bilal Powell is the fourth leading rusher, the fourth leading receiver on the team with 105 yards. So they're going to dump the ball down to him. He's got 16 targets already. And they're going to turn around and hand it to him. Isaiah Crowell is the more talented. He has more void. But this team, really what they want to do is they want to beat you up. They want to beat you up, take the game out of the young quarterback's hand. If you allow them to run the ball successfully, they're going to do that. And with that being said, they don't have a runner who's averaging more than 43 yards a game.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about the running. They only run for 88 yards a game, Al.
No doubt about it. Because of their styles, though, D-Mac. I'm just talking about the styles. I mean, coming into last week's game, Hunt had a great day in the NFL, and he turned around and had over 100 yards rushing against the Denver Broncos. So you better fix it. You better fix it.
Broncos have been strong against the run overall. They're eighth in the league in that. I don't know, man. I guess you're right. Listen, I don't know. Here's what's disappointing. So we just listed a million reasons why the Jets have a mediocre offense, right?
Their quarterback's a rookie.
Despite being 21st in the league in scoring, they're ahead of the Broncos. Broncos right now, points per game, 21 points per game, 25th in the league. Al, it's time for Case Keenum and this Broncos offense to turn it up, put 30 on this Jets defense, and come away with a convincing
road win.
30-17 win, something like that.
Right, a convincing road win against a team that we should beat.
It's time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they have all this money connected to Tremaine Brock on our side. He's not playing, by the way. He was hurt last week.
He practiced today, but I don't
He was hurt last week. I think he's participated in two of the four games. And our secondary, with Adam Jones being out, with family issues today. By the way, he played great last weekend. He played great last weekend.
Okay.
Our secondary,
you know, he got subbed out. He got subbed out as a punt returner. You know that, right?
Yeah. I think you play that many plays on defense, D-Mac. You can't always.
Oh, that's why? Okay. Gotcha.
Why else?
Okay.
I mean, if you're playing like, you know.
He's averaging like 1 yard a punt. That's why else. Because you want somebody in there that can make something happen.
Who was subbed in?
Deshaun Hamilton.
Okay. Well, Deshaun was fresher.
Yeah, no doubt. Pac-Man turned 35 like this past weekend. Everybody's fresher than Pac-Man.
Oh, boy. So you didn't appreciate his effort in the passing game?
He was okay. He had four tackles. He's got a garbage interception, and he's averaging one yard return. But he does catch the ball well. So he's I tip my cap to that because I know that that's the most important part of punt returning anyways. But I didn't take him out. The Broncos took him out. They put in Deshaun Hamilton. They wanted to see if they could make something happen.
The guy's playing a lot of defensive snaps, dude.
Okay. You got to beat the Jets. You're better than this team.
I'm not afraid of this. I'm not afraid of this.
You
got to
win at least four road games. This is one of them.
All the rookies that we see, we should beat.
Yep. And you're going to see Rosen in 2 weeks or, you know, a week and a half. It's a Thursday game. Should go 2-1 in the next three games. Can't stop the Rams. Don't anticipate stopping the Rams. Don't care if we can stop the Rams. They're on a different path this year. But this game and then the game in Arizona, yep. And I think they will. This is the Drive on the Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Watch it on the news. What you gonna do? I could hear profession forget. Used to keep it cool.
Well, I tell you what. It is exciting when it comes to baseball. And right here on The Fan, you can hear the NLDS between the Rockies and Brewers live, presented by First Bank.
Whoa, so we're going to have the game on tomorrow here. Oh, that is going to be so incredibly cool. 50,000 watts rolling right at you. I think it's like 500,000 watts.
It's
actually
nice having baseball games on in FM.
I know.
It sounds so amazing.
Is it a million watts?
We are a billion watts, I believe.
Oh, we're a billion watts.
I thought we were a billion and a half. No, just a billion? Okay. Billion watts.
A billion watts.
I think if we were a billion watts, we'd be melting down the country like some sort of nuclear bomb or something. But a billion, 50,000. I mean, it's something like that. Anyways, thanks to First Bank for making it all happen. And you can hear that game not only tomorrow, but on Friday as well.
That's exciting.
It is. It's so exciting. We still get paid, right?
I think.
Okay. No, it is really, really exciting. We can just, right?
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you look at some NFL teams, you know, you see these great play callers. You see these amazing quarterbacks. You see some terrific runners. See these dangerous wide receivers. You see this strong offensive line. And you go, wow, this is the one. You know what? I have nothing for you this week. I have nothing for you this week.
What
except,
do you mean?
Except the Jets runners run hard. You're playing against a guy that should be going into his junior year of college. This is a game we got to have. If the Broncos stumble this weekend, I would be the most disappointed guy at this radio station.
Yeah, the conversation is going to get a bit dark if they can't win this game against the Jets.
I don't think they have dynamic play callers on the offensive side. Defensively, they're a very sound team. They play a bare front. They overload. They tip passes, but they don't have a dynamic pass rusher.
No, that's true.
They don't have a lot on defense.
Well,
now they did go out in free agency. And try to shore up that secondary, but it has not.
They got six picks, which is fifth in the league.
Yeah,
so their secondary is they got something back there.
I'm letting you know, man. There's not a guy over there. I don't feel good. I mean, that I don't mind lining up Emmanuel Sanders or Demaryius Thomas and saying, "Go ahead and have a good day." Not one.
I agree. It's just not a very special team right now. They got a special quarterback. But they don't have a special team, and they do not have they don't have special coaching. Looks good for the Broncos. You know, I don't know how much deeper we can dive in on the Jets here, to be honest with you. It felt like the Chiefs were more dynamic, more complicated. This looks like a freshman English here. This does not look difficult. It's an NFL game. Anything can happen. Blah, 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 blah.
Turnovers change everything. If I would say that if there was only one game that you have to be conservative with, this is the game.
With
the football. Don't okay. You know, don't.
You
got to
score points, though,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, put points on the board. If you put 20 points on the board against the Jets, you win.
I agree.
VJ as a head coach is 0-5 in 11 a.m. kicks, and this is yet another 11 a.m. kick, guys.
Not worried about that either. Because we had that first game.
Are the Broncos leaving on Saturday?
Not worried about that either.
All those big factors.
Not worried about that either.
All those big factors. When we're talking to 13-10 game and the Broncos are down late in the fourth quarter, 13-10.
I gotcha.
See what I'm saying? We can't overlook this game.
No, but we score 20 points. We win.
Well, I'm not overlooking the game.
Listen, I haven't felt this good about it. I was more nervous about game number one, Russell Wilson and that new look Seattle team coming in here, but you weren't.
No, I was not.
That was an easy win.
I thought it was the easiest home game on the schedule.
Not for me. The Raiders the next week. Derek Carr has shown flashes. It's a guy who's won 11, 12 games in the NFL season. I mean, game two, the next week. Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about that because they can throw the football around and they have a great play call. Did you see?
I thought they were a pretty terrible team.
But.
And they were lucky
John
to win
Gruden
last week.
Has really done a good job dialing it up. His receivers, they let him down.
Dude, he had a press conference where he said finding pass rushers is difficult.
It is.
He gave the best one away.
No, I don't – listen. You know what? Talking to –
you had it.
Talking to who do we talk to from the –
JT.
No, we didn't talk to JT.
We did talk to JT.
Well, it's a great voice, the throat.
Kevin Harlan.
And he said that the Raiders don't have the money. The Raiders don't have the money to pay Khalil Mack the money that Aaron Donald got. So, therefore, they had to let him go after Donald deal was done. That made sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, too. It doesn't change the fact that, you know, they just... You know, gave away Khalil Mack.
Well, he didn't. I mean, the guy was demanding.
Whatever. The Raiders are a bad team.
Well,
they're not a good team.
They don't have the defensive presence that they once had. And because of that, you can have your way with them.
Seattle's actually 2-2. They're better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, I think Seattle's going to be a good football team. At the end of the year, the two teams that I think that we struggle with are going to be right there in the playoff hunt. The Baltimore Ravens and also the Chiefs. They're going to be right there at the end of the year talking about playoffs. This is not one of those teams. So you can call me arrogant, call me cocky, and if they don't get it done, I'm going to say bad job by the coaching staff.
It doesn't mean we're looking past them. It doesn't mean we're discounting them. It doesn't mean we're overlooking them. It's just us telling you the way it is. Now, how that's handled, we'll see. We were telling you the same. I mean, the Giants even represented worse. The Giants were—they hadn't won a game when they came in here.
Eli's done, by the way.
The Broncos Eli's were done. Coming off a bye week. I mean, talk about a game the Broncos should have just rolled on. And the Giants ended up with the number two overall pick in the draft. The Giants were a terrible team, and they squashed us like a bug at home after a bye week, which was a bizarre indication.
One of the few wins that they had. We're talking about a team that was drafting number two overall in the NFL draft.
I think that Giants game will go down as one of the worst regular season home losses in Broncos history.
Off of a bye.
And it did trigger an 8-game losing streak.
Off of a bye and changed the entire offense.
So how does the Jets look to the Giants? Kind of similar.
Except we don't have a bye. We lost the last game. We're going on the road. We have to get our mojo back, and this team is hungry.
There's a different set of circumstances, but in terms of the competitiveness of the teams, I mean, you could even say the Jets are worse because they have a rookie quarterback. So if the Jets beat us, I'm not saying it can't happen. It can happen. We lost to the Giants last year when we should have killed the Giants. This definitely can happen, but if it does
happen. Not with Case Keenum.
If it does happen.
Not with Case Keenum.
Okay.
We
so you're telling
lose,
me. Hold
we
on, hold
lose
on.
This game with Case Keenum.
This is an impossible game to lose.
We can't lose this game with Case Keenum. No, we cannot.
You never do this.
Never. No. But I'm
you're
telling
100%
you,
guaranteeing a win.
I'm locking this one in. That's done. This game is already won. We have far more superior talent than they have.
I'm agreeing with
coaches.
You, but why are you saying it's 100%?
It feels because I'm looking at this team. They have a rookie quarterback, and after what we showed last week and didn't get it done, those corrections will be made. This is a 3-2 team.
But, Alfred, you even had pause about the Giants last year, and you don't have any pause about the Jets?
The reason I have pause
none?
The reason I had pauses about the Giants is because they have a quarterback that's won two Super Bowls, and they had skilled players that could make plays. And even, you know, the problem was that you didn't know any of those guys' names. Here, when you look at that roster and you see how they're calling offense and you see how they're calling defense, they're an overload defense. They're overload defense. They play a bare front every now and then. You just got to go ahead and, you know, you got to do what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm that guy this week. You ain't heard me like this. When the last time you heard me say this?
You're catching me by surprise. Usually I come into this and you tell me why everybody's a world beater.
No, I just told you the one thing that you have to do against this team is that you have to be a firm tackling.
You're telling me the Jets
football.
Are kind of pathetic.
They are. Shouldn't have got them win number one. Shouldn't have got win number one.
You're telling me this is the easiest game of the year.
This is the easiest game I've seen from the Broncos. On the calendar, with this quarterback, this offense, this defense, after last weekend, I'm telling you, after what I saw, what's going on our punter? Anyway, looking at this game, I don't think there is a game out there since Peyton Manning has retired that I could look at and say, that's a dub.
Wow. Okay. Well, I basically agree with you, so I'm not trying to fight you on this. I basically agree
with
you.
It just feels weird for me saying it, right?
It feels very odd for you to say it, yeah. I mean,
because I'm always
usually
nervous.
You give the opponent a significant amount of sometimes over-respect.
We have to tackle well. We have to tackle well. These guys average 4 yards a carry, but they don't get a lot of carries.
All right. Well, that's our thoughts on it. 303-713-1043. And how about your Rockies? We're happy to get back into that and see what your reaction was. What were you doing? What do you think? There's an interesting...
Where were you when Scott Olberg threw that last pitch? Where were you? Were you sitting at home? Were you at a sports bar? Were you in the basement? Did you wake anybody up?
Well, I know where you should be tonight, Alfred, starting at 7. It is Cecil Lammy with fantasy football and Cecil specials of my great friends at Famous Dave's Barbecue at Arapahoe and Parker. Cecil special, $10.43. They'll answer all your fantasy questions. It's a real fun time. It's over there at Parker and Arapahoe. So come see our boy Cecil tonight at 7 on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Drop the puck tomorrow night.
Hell yes!
Yeah! Alex Ovechkin is just getting over his hangover. And when I mean that, I mean to say he's still drunk.
Did you hear they might outlaw doing keg stands with the Stanley Cup?
Really? That'd be an incredible lasting legacy to leave. Let's go to my man Ryan. Ryan, you're on The Fan. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing, D-Mac?
Super. Doing great. What's going on?
I'm all right. On my drive home, I just wanted to call in and talk about the game last night.
Yeah.
I was at work and paying attention to the phone, game on my phone, and got out of work. I think it was like the 10th inning when I got out of work, and I ran out and turned the radio on in the truck and drove over to Walmart. And I'm sitting there outside of my truck, standing there listening to the game in Walmart parking lot. And through the 13th inning, and then I'm sure I look like a crazy man.
Wait, you stayed in your truck from the 10th inning through the 13th inning?
I think 11th through the 13th, yeah. I stayed, like, in my truck, or I was going in.
Wait. Why didn't you drive home? I'm confused.
Because he had to go to the store.
What?
I'm a sports nut, man, and I wanted to sit still and, like,
Wait, I am so confused.
You don't go home, D-Mac, because...
No, hold on. Oh, for superstition?
No, you don't go home because you have to go to the store. So what you do is watch the game in the car until the game's over, then go in the store. Am I right?
Bingo, that's exactly what happened.
Wait a second. Why did you have to go to the store in the 10th inning?
He was coming from work, and he had to go to the store.
Why did you have to go to the store?
Cereal milk.
To get a little milk?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good enough for me.
You are so lying. Nobody needs the milk that bad.
I did. I went in and I got cereal and milk right after the game finished.
You have kids?
Yeah.
That good enough reason to me. Hey, listen, I've been that guy. D-Mac says you're not that guy. I've been that guy. There's a lot of guys that are listening to this show right now that have been in the
same situation.
Are you kidding me?
You go from work and you're in the parking lot at the Walmart
and you're
to
just
get
sitting
milk.
There listening to the radio until the moment of the game passes.
Yeah, but why not run in the half inning and then come back
out? The game could be over and you could miss it.
I don't want to miss
anything. So you sat.
I don't want to miss a single pitch.
So do you have a wife?
I have a significant other. Yes.
Okay, so you have a partner. Yeah. You have somebody. Wasn't she expecting you home?
No, they're already in bed sleeping when I get out of work.
They didn't care.
Dude, it's the 11th inning, D-Mac. It's 10 o'clock.
This guy's life is so fascinating right now.
Who's not sleeping at 10 o'clock this time
of
year?
All, he needed to buy milk when everybody was sleeping. So instead of just waking up a little bit earlier than everybody
why
else.
Why would you get back in your car to go back out the house to get milk when you can get milk on the way home? You're not paying attention.
No, go ahead and finish
your story,
The story's over. I get the story. I'm just saying it's fascinating. That's all.
Yeah, I was just going crazy in the parking lot. I mean, I was so happy.
Wait a minute! Did you get out your car and and you were like, did you do it in the? Did you scream inside the car or outside the car?
I'm outside of the car, like running around my car.
Hey, bro, you're not by yourself. I screamed outside on my patio.
You know,
there was nobody else outside, and I was just. You know, man, look, against Nebraska, you know, you hear Big Al screaming. You know, that last night win against the Cubs, you heard Big Al screaming. I am so locked in. I am so excited about what's going on with this baseball club. There was no way in the world that I thought we were going to go in there and beat the Cubs off a short rest, flying a 4-hour flight from Los Angeles to Chicago while they were sitting there waiting on us. Man, there was no way in the world I thought that was going to happen.
I think it'll be a rough game one, man. But once we, if we get through game one and maybe game two, bring it home, and I think we can knock it out. I think we got a good chance.
But tell them what the Brewers are doing in game one.
Well, they're going with an opener. This is a new concept. In fact, Mike Evans sent me a text. The A's are doing it tonight. So instead of starting with a starting pitcher, they're going with a relief pitcher for a couple innings and then bringing in a virtual starter to get them deeper through the game. It's an interesting concept. We'll see. We'll see. But I would make we'll see if it's smart or not. It'll be interesting to watch. Yeah. I just love the fact that you were listening to this and then...
Robert sets. And the 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got it. What a job by Oakland in relief. And the Rockies have won the wild card game. They come to Chicago, and they beat the Cubs 2-1.
Oh, that was so awesome.
The Cubs home for the winter, and the Rockies are heading about 90 miles north to start the division series Thursday with the Milwaukee Brewers.
That was so awesome, man.
That's you in the parking lot. And you know what's funny about that? It's really not that unusual to see behavior like that in a Walmart parking lot.
Probably not.
Thank you, Ryan. Milk?
Milk, man.
Everybody was asleep.
D-Mac, he was coming from work. Why would he come from work, go home, and then leave the next morning to go get milk?
So you could watch the game.
You watched it on your phone. Did you not hear him?
No, he said he was listening to it on the radio. He didn't say he was watching it on his phone.
He said he was watching it on his tablet, then he got in his car, and he was listening to it.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Some people get superstitious. Hey, man, listen, people get wired up with things.
Hey, look man.
I'm just telling logistically, I think I could have coached him up a little bit better. But
I told you,
okay.
I was watching the game. I was watching the game on my computer, and then I almost ran out of battery, man. I had to scuffle up the stairs and run up there and try to get back down. I had like 2%. They said 2%. I'm like, man, better not lose this because it's going to take time to boot back up. So I get it. I get it. It was great. It was great.
Austin, you're on the fan. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. What's up, Austin?
Oh, my God. Everyone is underrating Scott Oberg. How about the Stones to just go after the Cubs? That was incredible. That was the best.
He almost made an epic fail. But you know what? He was awesome. But had he walked Hervé Villachez, I was going to lose it. I mean, and he came dang close to putting Webster on first base.
Sure did.
If you let Gary Coleman get on first base, who has more stolen bases.
Big Webster get on first base.
You can't let Big Webster get on first base, and it came really darn close. But aside from that, he was awesome.
I'm just happy Oberg looked at two people. Looked at Wade Davis. Looked at Shaw and said, I'm not going to be like that guy.
Dude, you're harsh. All right, thank you, Austin.
Brian,
I agree. Wait,
where is Brian Shaw? Where is he?
He's resting comfortably and someplace.
Where is he?
I think he was hanging out with Paxton Lynch and John Gray.
Is he done with this team forever?
No.
Just this year?
I don't know what the guaranteed money and all that stuff is. You know, I'm not sure. Life is temporary, Al. You never know.
Is John Gray going to pitch this offseason? I mean, this postseason?
Maybe. I don't know if he's on the... Hey, Big Sexy, can we look that up? Is, you know, they get to declare a different roster for each playoff series. So I don't know when they have to declare who's on their roster or not. It can change
series
to series.
You believe in John Gray?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then if I don't believe in him and you don't believe in him, you know, why in the world should the Skip believe in him?
Well, we don't know John Gray as well as Bud Black knows John Gray. We only know the John Gray we see on TV. You know what?
I guess you could say the same thing about Gary Bowles. We don't really know Gary Bowles. All we know,
I know Gary Bowles. I know him a lot better than John
Gray. We see on TV.
I've talked to Gary Bowles way more than I've talked to John Gray. I've been around Gary Bowles. I've watched him. No, I know. Sadly, I know much more about him than I need to. I wish I didn't know as much about Gary Bowles. I know that was a mistake. And I know he needs to be replaced. By the way, I had somebody on Twitter send me a note saying, stop crying about the play clock and they showed me Garrett Bowles, like, you know, taking somebody to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Last play of the game.
And the referee is 10 feet away.
And then he had the gall to put his hands out to the side like, I didn't hold him.
And for everybody that wants to bitch about the play clock thing, listen, it does.
You got to finish the play. You got to finish the play. No, right. Nobody, you know, nobody on defense knew that the play clock was.
Right.
That's a coaching thing on the sideline. That has nothing to do with the players that are on the field. Nobody's watching the play clock who's on the field.
I mean,
you're watching
still,
the ball. You're watching the player in front of you. You got to make a play.
We're still talking about 3rd and 7. And you let a dude run, should have scored a touchdown. He got tripped up by the Eric Decker turf monster.
He got tripped up by all the success he was about to have. It would have been even better for us.
Okay, so.
If he would have scored right there, it would have left more time on the clock.
Big Sexy, I'm trying to read this. What do you got? It's easier for you just to tell me what's going on. Well, what's up?
Kyle Newman from the Denver Post about a half hour ago. Black says, the Rockies will officially roll out Antonio Sensatella for game one of the National League Divisional Series on Thursday. Brewers will go with bullpen day with no first pitcher named.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Black also says Tyler Anderson will start game two of the NLDS for the Rockies on Friday.
Mm.
Brewers announced former Colorado Rockies pitcher Yuli Chacin as their starter for game two. Freeland and Marquez will both be fully rested for Sunday's game three at Coors Field.
It's all subject to change. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
That's from the Rockies Media Day earlier today.
Okay.
It only takes three wins. I mean, we may not even see Marquez.
We would see Marquez pitch before Freeland. So I
thought
doubt.
Freeland pitched before. No, he just pitched yesterday.
Yeah, pitched last night.
We may not see Freeland.
There you go. All right. How about Mark Schlereth? We going to see him? Let's listen.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Schomp BMW.
I know you're exhausted. I know you stayed up. I know you rooted for the Rockies. I know it was awesome. What a game. 13 innings, Rockies win in Chicago, beating the Cubbies at Wrigley Field. Soak it in. Enjoy it. Rockies, soak it in. Enjoy it. You deserve it. What a successful season. You're a champion. You're in the NLDS. It's awesome, man. The whole thing from timely hitting, even though you didn't get very many hits, but timely hitting to grinding on defense to Nolan Arenado's barehanded shots, you know, to Trevor Story's double, to Matt Holliday hitting a double, to Nolan Arenado's sack fly. I mean, you name it, you've done it. Your bullpen with Ottavino, even though he struggled to continue to fight, and to Wade Davis and to Oberg and everything else. So, I mean, you got to enjoy it for one day. And then you know what it's time to do? It's time to get your focus on, because I'm counting you guys out. I just don't believe you're going to win this thing. So, prove me wrong. Go ahead. I dare you. And get your spikes on the dirt.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.